www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net. Toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site, we give them away. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. Freetalklive.com. We're starting things out tonight with a guest. And it's very unusual that we'll have authors on Free Talk Live.
Ooh, very unusual.
I think maybe in the history of this show, for the four-plus-year history of this show, we've had one author on the air with us.
Not common.
We tried to have a second one, but she didn't want to come on, so this is like the second author of all time. And Mark, you set this whole thing up, so why don't you introduce who we're talking about here?
Well, we're going to be talking to Terry Goodkind, and I have read the Sword of Truth series, at least the vast majority of it. It isn't complete yet, and I'm a fan. To me, these seem like books written by a libertarian or somebody who understands the free market very well, understands man's ability to direct his own life, and without the need of government. And I just wanted to talk to Terry Goodkind and ask him a few questions.
He's a best-selling author, is that correct?
Oh, and some. Yeah, right. He's a big deal in the fantasy world.
Then we're going straight to him. He is Terry Goodkind. He's on the line right now with Free Talk Live. Good evening, Terry.
Thank you, guys. I'm honored to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity, and it's fun to talk to you.
Great.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Just for somebody like me, Terry, since I'm completely in the dark almost, I've heard a little bit about your books. Can you give me a briefing as to what I need to know about what your book series is essentially?
Well, first of all, let me clarify something. The books really aren't fantasy. They contain fantasy elements, but fantasy is one of the many background elements they contain. They're romance, adventure, political intrigue, politics, philosophy, but they happen to be set in kind of a medieval fantasy-type world. And the fantasy elements are subordinate to the story and to the characters. And the last book, Phantom, was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And most of my readers, I'd say, probably approaching 90% of my readers don't read fantasy at all. So it's a series that crosses a broad spectrum of readers. It's readers who are seeking novels about heroes that are worth looking up to, about individuals that have integrity and character, instead of reading about some of the despicable kind of people that are the subject of books, TV, and movies nowadays.
Got it.
You know, the guy who popped to mind was James Bond. Although a tough guy and, certainly something that some men wish they could be, your main character, Richard, nothing like James Bond.
I mean, not at all. Richard is, in a way, every man, and he embodies the qualities that we all aspire to have, honesty, integrity, and those kind of things. And he faces challenges he never expected he would have to face in life. He's confronted with people trying to kill him and having rules thrust upon him and a lot of different situations that he never would have thought out himself. And it's how does a person like you or I face those kind of situations? How do we find the courage to find the solutions to problems we never expected we'd have to face? And in the search for those solutions, he finds out great truths about himself and about life and about the way you interact with people. And that's what the stories are about.
You know, Richard's got a love interest, a wife, later on in the series, Kahlan. I guess I just shortened it to Kaylin because it's easier for me to think of when I read it. But
Kaylin is the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Let me say that I don't care how readers pronounce names. If they have a different way of pronouncing it, it doesn't freak me out like some authors don't have to take.
That freaks some authors out?
Yeah, who would have known?
There are some authors, when you pronounce their characters in a way that they didn't intend, they get really quite snippy about it.
Take offense.
Yeah, Anna, it's not Anna.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just happy readers are reading the books. And, the story, when a reader gets this story, it becomes theirs. It's in, it exists in their mind, and I want them to enjoy it. And if they prefer to pronounce some character's name in a certain way, I'm fine with that.
Well, I'm glad to know that I've been pronouncing it correctly. But you know, I wanted to give an overview. You said it was a romance novel to some extent, and it is. Richard and Kaylin are, you know, they're deeply in love. And although Richard gets tempted now and then by one seductress or another, he's what I would aspire to be in a man. He is faithful to his wife, and I've got to say, Terry, this, well, it's true. It's true.
You're burying your heart here, Mark.
I am. It's held my marriage together a little bit. This book series. Just to let you know,
Terry, it's Wayne here. I have a question for you. How much did your Catholic catechism background? How much does that affect the books that you write now?
It taught me the meaning of pain.
I was just thinking of sore knuckles myself.
I'd say that it taught me to reason on my own. I remember Sister Superior. In some way, there's these sisters in the books, the Sisters of the Light, Sisters of the Dark, who very much are like a lot of the nuns I knew. And a lot of the nuns I knew believed that they were serving God, and I was they were serving the devil. So in some ways, the Sisters of the Light and Sisters of the Dark are drawn from my experience with interacting with nuns. But, you know, I remember the day that I was sitting in catechism class, and Sister Superior came to lecture the class, and she said, the Holy Trinity is three gods in one, and you cannot think about this. You cannot contemplate it or try to reason it out, because it's not open to human reason, and if you try to reason it out, you're sinful and you're crazy.
Oh boy, oh boy. Don't question. How much of your inspiration comes from dreams?
None. I don't remember my dreams.
I
don't assign any significance at all to dreams. Occasionally, I remember a little fragment of it. But my inspiration comes from values I hold in life. For example, if I want to tell a story about individual liberty, take Fate of the Fallen, for example, the sixth book in the series, it's a story about individual liberty versus the collective. And if you want to tell a story about the importance of freedom, you cannot express a concept like freedom by saying freedom is good, slavery is bad. It's just too broad. The way you express concepts is through concretes. And the story, the plot, is the concretes that you use to express that abstract concept. And by the time you get through this story, readers understand the importance of freedom. They understand the corrosive effect of the collective on mankind's existence. And they understand all of those abstract concepts that you want to get across. So I draw my inspiration from values in life that are important to me. Values like individual liberty, or in the case that you mentioned of Richard and Kaylin, their love for one another, the values of love, one of the greatest things humans can experience. So those values in life are my inspiration. And I use characters to illustrate those. Concept.
Now, in Faith of the Fallen, you don't mention the word communism, although that's it seems to me that clearly what you're comparing individual liberty to, and you know.
Well, I don't agree with that. I'm comparing individual liberty to the concept of collectivism. Collectivism has existed throughout mankind's history. You look at tribes that you know exist in the wilds and. They exist in a collective kind of thing, you know, this community property, and your work goes towards the collective of the tribe. Or in a medieval time when the church, you're part of the collective of this church in this town. You know, you're a serf working for the Lord or for the church. And throughout history, nations have been founded on those collectivist beliefs, and communists. Beliefs are simply one extension of that.
So you're going after the bigger picture. Terry, if you could hang on, we're going to bring you back for some more. I presume you have a little bit of time.
I'm here as long as you want.
Great. Hang on, Terry. And if you've got a question for author Terry Goodkind, he's on the line with us right now. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Though right now, if you want to talk about anything besides a question for Terry Goodkind, you will have to wait patiently because we do have I would. Is, I guess it's fair to say libertarian-esque author.
I haven't asked him whether you know that term applies to him. So
I'll ask him right now. Terry Goodkind, back on the line here on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Is it fair to describe you as a libertarian?
I'm an objectivist. I believe in laws of reason. I guess you'd have to ask me a specific question about you know beliefs, but part of it, I'm an objectivist.
Objectivists are darn close to libertarians in a belief philosophy, and I don't even know what the differences are. I know that it has you know there's some small ones, but
it still depends on who you're talking to. You know, there's some people who claim to be objectivists don't have a clue what objectivism really is all about, and so it depends on who you're talking to. But I believe in the laws of reason. Mankind's ability to create his own happiness and to have achievement in his life that he can be proud of and to live his own life.
Well, you know, the reason that I enjoy your books so much is that your philosophy is so similar to mine. And, you know, like when I read, say, Tom Clancy or John Grisham, I have a difficult time. I think about, oh, those darn bureaucrats and this court of law, what kind of jurisdiction do they have? And, you know, those kind of things always get in my way of enjoying the story, whereas... You know, with your books, you're talking about all the things that I believe in. So,
well, I mean, in my books, one of the pleasures of writing for me is they get to torture and kill bureaucrats.
That is a real pleasure. Now, about your writing, what made you decide author? I mean, authors, it's got to be tough work. You have to self-motivate. The hours can be long or short, I guess, depending on how you do it. But there's a lot of people that fail in the author business. What made you do it? How'd you do it?
Well, I write 12 to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm slow but persistent, so I have to make up my slowness just by working hard. But I didn't start writing until I was 45, but ever since I was a little kid, I just thought that being a novelist was just the most noble thing I could do. For other people, they may have wanted to be a rocket scientist or a mom or a doctor or whatever, but to me, being a novelist just spoke to me. And when I sat down and started writing Wizard's First Rule, the first book, it was like a magical moment. It was my bliss, and I knew right then and there that that's what I was meant to do, is write. I just absolutely love it to this day. As hard of work as it is, it's still just the most fun I can imagine. And part of the reason it's fun is because it is so hard. I don't think that easy accomplishment is necessarily all that rewarding.
I totally agree with that. Quick question on the history of your book series and your history as an author. It looks like, according to Wikipedia at least, your first book came out back in 1994, and I see the list of your books here. Are they all in a series? They all the same story, continuing novel through novel?
Yes, but I do the series different than most people do. Most people do a series of cliffhangers, and I never felt that was fair to readers. My goal has always been to have readers want to read the next book because they had such a good time reading this one that they want to read another one, rather than tricking them into having to read it to find out what happened. So each one of these books, although there's a background story arc that continues through the series, each one is an independent novel. And if you read the first book and decide that's all you have time to read, you have an ending that is completely satisfying.
Hmm.
The conflict is resolved, and all the books are that way, with the exception of the ending of the series is a trilogy, because the ending is a big climax and it's too much in one book. And the first two books in that series are Chainfire and Phantom, ending trilogy. And I'm working on the last book right now.
Now, chances are, if you get to the last books in the series, you're going to stick around for the whole haul anyway.
Yes.
Now, Wizard's First Rule is the first book in the Sword of Truth series. Could you, obviously there's people out there listening right now that have not read the series. I would encourage them to do so. I enjoyed it greatly. Can you describe Wizard's First Rule? Just to give them a little teaser.
It took me 350,000 words to tell the story, and now I'm going to reduce it to 25. Huh?
You jerk, Mark.
It's my job. I'm a radio talk show host. I ask hard questions.
Well, Wizard's First Rule is the story of a woods guide who is living a happy life, being a woods guide, and woman crosses his path, is being chased by four assassins, and she's a very mysterious person. He instantly is attracted to her because of her intelligence, and he likes her very much and helps her out, and through the course of events discovers that not only is she being hunted, but he's being hunted too, and he has to find out who's trying to kill him, and she has secrets she's not willing to tell him, so he doesn't know really who she is, and there's a gulf between them. There's a reason why he's drawn to her, and there are things that bridge their lives, but there are monumental forces within their own world that are keeping them apart, that prevent them from being together. So he has to not only find a way to save his own skin and hers, help her save hers, but to find out why he can't get closer to this woman he's so attracted to, and why she's attracted to him, but she won't allow herself to.
Sounds intriguing and interesting. Now, how quickly within the first novel are the themes, liberty-oriented themes, introduced?
It permeates everything I write about. You know, you can't separate out those themes from anything. They're infused into every topic, into every thing that happens. You know, from the beginning, the first thing that happens. This is a good example. I hope you have time to tell the short story.
Sure.
We might. We may have to interrupt you, but go ahead.
The first thing that happens is there's these four assassins chasing this woman. He catches up with her, and he says, there's these men chasing you. The first words out of her mouth are, do you choose to help me? Not, oh, please, help me, help me. It's, do you choose to help me? It's him making his personal choice, her realizing that it's his life. And if he's going to help her, it has to be by his choice. So from the first words out of her mouth, you know, that importance of individual liberty is important, and it shows it's important to her.
Wow, that's an excellent example.
Yeah, Terry, at what point in your life did the light bulb really go on for you, the difference between individual liberty and collectivism?
It's just ever since my earliest memories, I've always understood the difference, and I've always observed the difference in way countries are ruled, lives are lived, and the beliefs people have. And I've never believed that you should have to live your life as a slave to another. There are valid reasons why that's a corrupt concept. And I've, throughout my life, studied as to why I think that individual liberty is a valid, life-affirming belief. So I've always been drawn to that.
Now, I wanted to ask a few political questions, and I know there's
can hold those for just a moment, if you would, please. And, Terry, we're going to put you on hold for a moment as well. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Mark's political questions on the way. Your questions as well for Terry Goodkind. He is a objectivist author, and themes of liberty and freedom run throughout his series of books, and that's why we're exploring these ideas with him tonight. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free, and that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show waiting you, as well as a dial-up version, both completely free, at freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. And to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go back to our guest for this hour, we've transferred him over to a different phone line. Hopefully it'll sound a little bit better at this point. Let's go back to Terry Goodkind, author and objectivist and just generally all-around pro-liberty kind of guy. Terry, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back. In fact, I know Mark had some political-related questions. I'm going to put Mark on hold, and we're going to go to the calls. We actually have Nico on the line in Illinois. You're on with Terry Goodkind. Hello, Nico.
Hello. I actually just wanted to say that a lot of news that you actually had on, you know, Free Talk Live, because I've read the Sword of Truth series, I actually thought of, you know, the order versus the people who don't follow the order. And it's actually quite interesting how, you know, everybody, you know, who follows this group of people, you know, think it's all good and stuff. But then you look at the overall picture, it's like, you know, why are these people doing this? It's not working.
Exactly. Exactly. That's one of the things I like to illustrate. One of the concepts is that people thoughtlessly follow things that are harmful to themselves and everyone else in the world. I mean, just look at the world of Islam, you know, how it's devoted to hatred and death of people who mean them no harm. And that's much the way the Imperial Order is.
Nico, any other thoughts?
Yeah, basically, I liked a lot of the things that you put in your book. It's a completely different world.
Thank you.
There's so many different things in the book that relate to reality, and I just want to say I really enjoyed your books, and I really can't wait till the last one comes out.
Thank you, Nico. I appreciate that.
Nico, quick question. How old are you?
15.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question for author Terry Goodkind. Speaking of demographics, Terry, what sort of age range do you find is attracted to your books?
My typical reader is a professional in their mid-30s to late-30s.
That'd be you, Mark.
That'd be me.
but you know, I have to say, I have fans that are, you know, people come to book signings and there'd be a 13-year-old kid and their 80-year-old grandmother or great-grandmother. I've had five generations of families. They all love the books because it all appeals to common human values. It's not about things that only appeal to certain demographics of people. The things I'm writing about are matters that concern us all.
Excellent. I got to say, from what everyone's told me, it sounds like a fantastic book series. I look forward to giving it a try one of these days when I finally get a chance to read some fiction again. But definitely, it's on my high list.
Thanks.
So, Mark, jump into your political question.
Well, Terry sort of alluded to it a little bit. What do you think about the war in Iraq?
I think the war in Iraq is terrible because it's an altruistic experiment in self-sacrifice, which is pointless. If you're not allowed to win the war, if you're not allowed to destroy the enemy, all you're allowed to do is go over there and sacrifice the lives of brave, wonderful young people to no end. It's ridiculous. If you're going to fight the war, win the damn thing.
Doesn't it make you sick when politicians hold up sacrifice on the altar as though it's this thing to be vaunted and respected and worshipped?
Absolutely. And in your earlier question about, you know, communism and collectivist governments and that were in, I talked about in Faith of the Fallen, the basis of those beliefs, those are all founded in altruism and the belief that you owe your life to others. Like the old joke says, you were born to help others. And then kid says, well, why were the others born? You know, it's the source of all the evil that's happened throughout mankind's history because altruism can't exist without force. The tax system is an altruistic system, and it could not exist without the threat of imprisonment and violence if you don't go along with it. It's supposedly this wonderful thing that we're helping everyone. Well, then why do they have to put a gun to your head and force you to contribute to this wonderful thing? It's because it doesn't make sense at its root. It's anti-life, and it's against all reason. So I agree. Altruism, and that's why I'm against the way we're fighting the war in Iraq. I believe we absolutely have to fight the forces of darkness that are descending upon the world. We're at the brink of a new dark age. But you can't fight those forces by self-sacrifice. You have to fight them by confronting them. If you just have a second, I'll give you a quote by Winston Churchill. I just happened to run across. It says, "Victory at all costs, victory in spite of all terror, victory however long and hard the road may be, for without victory, there is no survival." And that's the issue, you know, in a nutshell that we face. Without victory, there is no survival. And if we're not allowed to be victorious, all we're allowed to do is die. That's what's going to happen to us all. We're at the brink of a new dark age. And in a historical...
It seems to me that if we're at the brink of a new dark age, then that new dark age is being brought about by the governments of the world more so than anything else. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. The governments are acting irrationally. They're counter to the survival of civilization and the noblest ideals of mankind.
Would you agree that government by its nature is counter to the survival of civilization?
No. If government is rational and founded in reason, I think government has a role to play. For example, the United States is the first government in the history of mankind that has ever codified the principle that an individual has the right to exist for his own happiness. No government in history has ever codified that example, that you have a right to your own life, that you have a right to speak freely. Those things in the Constitution are noble ideals of mankind. And there's a role of government to play, I believe, in the protection of the rights of the individual. For example, if there's no government and your neighbor decides they're going to take your property or your children or your life, somebody has to be on the side of the rights of the individual to exist. And that's the proper role of government, mediate contracts and things like that. But it's not the role of government to redistribute your efforts and your hard work, to take away from you, to steal from you, to rob your efforts to give to somebody else because they don't feel like working.
Now, that's sort of you're sort of talking about liberty versus, say, collectivism there. What about liberty versus fascism? What do you think about the Patriot Act, the NSA spying scandal they've had, that kind of thing?
Well, that's a complex topic, but if it was, I think that you have to be able to go after the bad guys. You simply have to be able to do that. And you cannot have the concept of liberty and freedom as free-floating abstracts in a vacuum and allow your country to be destroyed for principles that are not grounded in reality. The reality is there are people trying to kill us. And if they're not stopped, they're going to kill us. When the Iranians get a nuclear bomb, and not if, but when, they have avowed to use it. And when they use it, when they even port a container into the New York Harbor, and they set a nuclear bomb off in New York City or in L.A., or both at the same time, people don't understand that this is the end of civilization. It's going to be a new dark age, an Islamic dark age. Civilization is balanced on a razor's edge. And that's one of the things the themes I'm addressing in the novels I'm writing about is how tenuous our grasp on civilization is. It's so easy for the last bastion of freedom to be destroyed by this kind of thing, and for us never again to have freedom for thousands of years until it's born again.
Terry, I see where you're coming from. If you can hang on, we're going to bring you back for a little bit more. 800-259-9231. You've got a question for Terry Goodkind. He's on the line with us right now. I don't know. I feel like freedom's threatened more by the United States government than any Islamic organization. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and various other interesting merchandise, and it's high-quality stuff, not crap. So check it out, store.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we bring back our guest for this hour, he is Terry Goodkind, nationally best-selling author of a series that is not fantasy. It's set in a fantasy world, but as Terry has clarified for us, it has all sorts of different themes. And, Terry, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Now, it's unusual that we bring an author on the show. You're the second one in the history of Free Talk Live. So Mark was really, I guess, really struck by the quality of your novels. How many have you been through at this point, Mark?
I don't know. Are there like seven or eight of them?
Cool.
There are a lot, and they're huge. As far as getting a book, generally you pay this kind of price, $7.95 or whatever it is, for half the book that you get from Terry Goodkind. So they're a real value, and I haven't had a problem with going to the like Borders and buying them right there. Generally, I'm cheap, and I like to get my books secondhand or borrow them from friends and that kind of thing. But I, every time I'm done with one, I go buy the new one. So I've been through. I am so cheap that I have not yet bought the hardcover, which I believe is called Phantom.
Phantom's the newest.
The newest one is Phantom. Yes, it'll be coming out paperback this coming summer.
You know, I couldn't find anybody with that answer, by the way.
I have to tell you, thank you for your support, and I have to take this opportunity to say that. I have the coolest fans of any author, I think. I have the most incredible individuals who are drawn to the work, and I'm so humbled by the quality of people who say nice things about how much they like the books, the books have drawn such quality people to them. I'm just really swept away by that.
You know, I feel the same way about our listenership here on Free Talk Live. In fact, one of our listeners is on the line right now, and he wants to talk with you. It's Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Terry Goodkind. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you, Mr. Goodkind?
Hi, Alex. What's up?
I just want to give my opinion as far as Ayn Rand goes and objectivism goes, because I know that it really affected you in your life. Ayn Rand really affected me in my life. I started reading her, back in the sophomore year of high school, and it started with her novel, Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal. And reading through that, she just debunked tons of government fallacies that I had accepted, like, you know, monopolies exist, and the government's there to protect, you know, the individual against the market. And she really blew a lot of things away, and I think definitely here we have, you know, a case with Mr. Goodkind, where Ayn Rand really has affected, I think, the mainstream in a very good fashion, and towards a more libertarian world, I think.
Thank you, Alex. It's amazing how the light of reason can debunk so many things, isn't it? And
yeah.
I like applying those principles to stories, because stories, I think, are the way throughout history that we've conveyed values and principles to other people. And Aristotle said, and I'm paraphrasing now, that history tells us how life is. Fiction tells us how life can and ought to be. And I think that that's what a good novel is it tells us how life can and ought to be.
Very good. Alex, any other thoughts?
Yeah, and I just want to say, Ian Mark knew already, but I'm a big fan of the Austrian School, and there are a lot of reasons, a lot of different ideas as to how the Austrian School picked up after the 70s. And really, one of the most attributing factors is that Ayn Rand put in her book, Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal, she put in a series of footnotes referencing von Mises. She was a huge fan of von Mises. She had differences, but she really liked von Mises' work.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very least, being a member of the Austrian School, of the same thought, I believe, are indebted to Ayn Rand and objectivism in general for having really slumped us out of it.
Very good, Alex. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate
Alex.
Hearing from you. You know, Terry, when you're out there doing what you love, and in your case it's writing books, in our case it's doing talk radio, and you're reaching out to new people at all times, you never know who it is you're going to touch. You never know. And in the way that Ayn Rand touched you, obviously, and led you to becoming who you are today, it's interesting thinking about the many thousands or, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people, I don't know what your sales are like, that read your book. How many of those people you might have radically altered, radically shifted, and that's really just an amazing thought that you'll never really know how far you've reached into people's lives and how many lives you've changed. But you can feel good, I think, in knowing that you probably have changed a number of people's lives.
Oh, thank you. I have millions of readers worldwide, and I have to say that in countries that are very socialistic or communistic, I have huge sales in those countries, because I think the individuals who live there, when you're living the horror of that kind of regime, you understand much better the value of individual liberty. I think Americans have forgotten, they've got lazy, and they forgot how much freedom means to them, and they don't
totally
understand how important it is. And in countries where it's very rare to have freedom, those kind of people, the books touch them very deeply. And I've heard from a number of people who have escaped from communist regimes, for example, who have said that they've never read an author before who understood the horror of living in those kind of places. And it's like, as you said, it's touched them deeply. And I appreciate it.
Terry, I was going to say, what's really interesting is one of those people was actually Pope John Paul II. And there was a really interesting quote that I picked up from him a few months ago, and he said, where self-interest is suppressed, it is replaced by a burdensome system of bureaucratic control that dries up the wellsprings of initiative and creativity. And I found that really interesting, coming from a pope.
I was just saying, coming from the pope, really?
Yes, from the
cool
pope.
Cool.
And he was one of those people. He lived in Poland during communism.
Yes, yes.
Now, Terry, I felt very lucky to get you on the air. Basically, the gal from Tor Books said that you have this, break back schedule, and you don't like to be disturbed during.
Yeah, I love talking to great people who believe in the light of reason and freedom and liberty. So I'm honored to be here.
Well, knowing that you work 12, 14 hours a day writing your book 7 days a week, you said, you're working on the newest book now, and is it yet titled?
Yes, but only three people alive know the title.
For God's sake, I don't want to find out, and then you have to kill me.
It'll be announced probably within about a month.
Okay, great. So you're working on the current book, and it'll be you'll probably be done with it, and then I assume that it goes through some kind of, I don't know, magic book process that the editors take care of, and you go back and forth with them. What are you going to do after that? You can't just stop working.
No, I have a number of books I'd like to write. I'm constantly picking up stories, and just because the background arc of this story, this battle between this collectivist part of the world and this freedom part of the world, and this gigantic struggle, that has to come to a resolution. But that doesn't mean it's the end of human conflict or the end of this world. And so while the background story, the story of this series will end, there are plenty more stories of these characters I'd like to tell, and I hope to be able to.
Neat. Now, let's go back to real life and the conflict between freedom and the collectivists. And I'm just curious, have you heard of the Free State Project? And if so, how do you feel about it?
No, I haven't heard of it. Tell me.
Well, I noticed I was looking at your bio on Wikipedia, and you've got a house.
Because we fled, you know, the People's Republic of Maine.
Right. You used to live in Maine. And Mark and I have just recently moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And essentially what it is, it's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving, liberty-minded individuals all moving from not just around the country, but from around the world, all to the same place, all to New Hampshire, in order to secure more liberty in our lifetime. And I just wanted to run that concept by you.
I think that's a really cool idea. It's a way to empower those people who believe in liberty.
And concentrate them into one region.
Yes.
One of the biggest problems that libertarians and perhaps objectivists too have had over time is that few people share our beliefs because few people have thought about it. They just assume government good, government take care of me, you know, that kind of thing. And, we haven't seen it happen anywhere. So the idea was to get enough people into one state that could make a difference.
Best of luck with that project.
Terry, we hope to perhaps talk to you again in the future. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us here on Free Talk Live tonight.
Anytime. I love
here.
It.
By the way, people can go to your website at terrygoodkind.com to get more information on you and your books. And have a wonderful evening, sir. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on.
Thanks, Terry. More on the way. Hour number two's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.